Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Ray bringing us back to Lake Great SRV. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. James Baroud is our guest. Jim is the President and CEO of New Jersey Tech Council. NJTC.org is the website, and they're doing a great job over there in the Garden State, keeping and growing tech jobs over there and improving the employment. What's the employment rate in New Jersey these days, Jim?
You know, it's getting close to the national average. I think it's around 5-something. So we're doing better now.
Yeah, good. So what about do you know what the participation rate is? That's what's scary in America, isn't it?
It is, but it's getting better. So, I mean, more people are coming onto the job market since the job market is getting better and retraining and getting back into the workforce. So while that is that number, as you accurately note, is high,
yeah,
and is problematic, it is decreasing. Never
and
fast
so,
enough, but it's decreasing.
And so what do you guys, so you talked about training. Isn't, you know, this is what's been upsetting to me for the last four presidential cycles. I said in 04 probably that if I were running for president, all I'd be talking about would be what I was going to do to get American workers retrained for 21st century jobs. And I said, I believe if I did that, I could get elected. And since then, hardly any candidate has talked about that. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, well.
I mean, none of them have a plan, even if they give lip service. Have you heard of one of them who has a plan?
You know, I haven't. You're right. That has been, unfortunately, absent.
Bush didn't do it. Obama didn't do it. Clinton, Trump, neither one of them have a plan, even if they give lip service to it.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly not.
And isn't that our biggest domestic problem?
Absolutely. And there are programs; they're just not highlighted as highly as they should be, right? Because
it ought to be our Manhattan Project.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right, Jim. It's the challenge of our day, right?
Yeah.
Because technology is changing everything so quickly, and unfortunately, jobs are going to be disrupted, and we need to retrain when those jobs are lost.
It's how we're losing the American dream, too, Jim.
That's right. Absolutely.
Talk to us about culture. This is a big deal you guys are working on over there in New Jersey.
Yeah. So, as you just mentioned, you know, we're now dealing with three generations these days in workforce in the companies or organizations, and it's a tricky sort of culture to set and maintain, right? Because you have all different personalities, all different perspectives, some entitlement on both sides, right? It's fraught with risk. So, you know, trying to create a strong culture, a team culture, a cooperative, collaborative culture, innovative culture at your company, whether it's big or small, is so important. Because if you can do that, if you can create a culture that is strong and maintained across these generations, right, then you'll be able to, you know, keep and retain employees and have a productive workforce, right? So that's sort of the goal. It's not easy, right? But it is a goal. And maybe one of the things that, you know, everybody wants an innovative, creative workforce, right? But you have to get the job done. So how much flexibility do you give? And that's always a question to ask, right? You want people to try new things and maybe fail fast but not break the bank. So that you have to have some flexibility in letting folks try new things, right, without breaking the bank. The other thing that I think is a valuable sort of strategy is to have mentoring within the company, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it goes both ways. Older folks mentoring younger folks mentoring older folks, because younger folks can teach older folks, you know, a lot of neat stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it also creates a respect, a mutual respect, and that is important.
Well, there's no question about it. And the key, though, and you said it, the key to this, and if I were in a group, and we do it here in my operation, but if I were in a larger group and I was trying to put the cultures together, the generations together. The one thing that would be the nexus of all of that is respect, because the older folks need to have a little more patience in their respect, and the younger folks need to be less arrogant with their respect. Meaning, look, I've been using computers all my life, just about. But I'm not a kid anymore, right? So these kids look over my shoulder. They're seeing things on the screen 4 seconds before I see it. You know? How about being a little patient with me? I'm gonna get there.
Absolutely.
Last thoughts on culture.
So that's that's one approach that's important. And as you say, respect is critical. But it's so tricky, right? Because different generations want different things, right? But I think at the end of the day, the most important thing that everyone's now looking for is work-life balance, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the things that employers need
to get. That's a big deal for millennials.
Absolutely. But as older generations realize that, work isn't everything, balance is important, or a friend or cousin dies of cancer, like it's happened to all of us, you're like, hey, I need to take that time off. Mm-hmm. Or I need to disconnect, right? Mm-hmm. So, I tell my employees, and I think a lot of people are saying, do not check your phone or check your email on the weekend.
Right.
Or when you go on vacation, you disconnect.
Go on vacation.
I'm not going to bother you.
I'm still working on that, Jim. I'm still struggling with that. Hey, Jim, give us the website again one more time, please.
It's njtc.org.
Check it out, folks. I think you'll learn some things there. Hey, thanks for being here, Jim. Come back soon.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Take care. Happy Halloween.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.